I'm JP.
And I'm John Curtis.
And we are two nerds in a garage. But apparently, I still can't work the tech.
You're forgetting to dance.
I can't. I'm too busy trying to push buttons and do this and move this. And
so I'm just going to say you were doing the robot.
Can we please just, we need a tech engineer.
Yes.
Like, can't we just get like an intern who will come push buttons for us and get school credit for it?
I want to be your intern.
Oh boy, we're going there already this morning. Good morning, nerds.
What's up, nerds?
Welcome to the show. Mm-hmm. The show that I decided basically, I've told you what we were doing and you were like, fine.
Yes.
As normal. I've been a little grumpy this week. There's a lot of smoke and yellowness in the air.
So I wanted to talk about that.
Well, I would like to finish what I'm saying, please.
Allow.
And then we'll talk about how you interrupt me and then we'll talk about your thing.
Okay. Good morning, nerds.
Good.
Dave Hoffman, Jason Smith.
Good morning. Brian McKee. Welcome, nerds. So, Grumpy Pants, I was like, you know, I need to find more things that make me happy. Because normally happy things are like, let's go to Disneyland. Let's go betting cages, whatever.
Right.
And
can't do none of it.
Can't do anything. So, I was like, let's find some trivial things that make us happy.
Yes.
So, we have that.
Mr. Pomanis, good morning.
We have movies that make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have you nerds to make us happy.
Very happy.
What did you want to say about the smoke?
So we are living in the red sun right now in Los Angeles. And I wanted to say Superman's having a hard time because he's weak in the red sun. So I looked up Superman and red sun because I didn't really quite understand why the red sun made him weak. So when I looked up that, I found out there's a new animated Superman movie on the DC streaming platform called Superman Red Sun, S-O-N. Where it's a movie about him, and he didn't land in Kansas in the 1950s. He landed in Russia, and it talks about his life as if it was
not an actual son.
No, it wasn't an actual son. Lois Lane, played by one and only Amy Acker. Interesting. So, but then I did look up the red sun and why it made him weak, and it's very fascinating. Look it up.
Well, you maybe remember this thing I saw on Facebook, that this is San Francisco. Currently, 2020 is actually Blade Runner 2049. So we've actually gotten there way sooner than expected.
That's terrifying. Can you pull that up real quick?
Again?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Our life.
Interesting.
Right now, we can't breathe. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, happy birthday to my dad. It's literally his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Papa Page.
I asked him if he bought himself something nice, and he said he bought himself a leaf blower that he had to return.
Oh,
both it's sad and that's not something nice. I bought myself something nice for my birthday. Well, mostly because my mama bought one and it was free. And then I felt bad. So I gave her half the money.
I have resisted the smartwatch forever.
I'm going to tell you, there's no point.
Okay.
I literally have this and I'm like, I paid for it. So I might as well wear it. But like,
I have resisted so long. And then she got it. And the instant she put it on was like, I want one.
Yeah,
but now I don't want it because it's useless.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been trying to find ways to make it cool. So like I have my credit card on here. So if I'm at like a store and I don't want to touch the buttons, I can put my arm and pay, but yeah, it's not worth it. What are you gonna do? What is making you guys happy this week?
Yes.
This life.
What makes you happy?
Well, we have our five trivial things that make us happy.
Oh, yes.
So certain things that aren't on the list of mine that make me super happy are things we can't do. Batting cages, Disneyland.
Yeah, I took all that
bowling.
Off.
Bowling. Mm-hmm. Those things usually, bowling makes us happy in the thought of going and then we leave angry.
Yes. And it's not trivial. I think bowling is a step above trivial.
Okay.
But I would put batting cages under trivial.
Okay. Well, batting cages is where I get my aggression out.
Yeah.
I still call it my fortress of solitude because I'd go to the one in Burbank and no one would be there and I would just.
Right. So batting cages are a kind of a solitary thing. You can get zen, you and just the hitting the
all
ball.
All right, so what are some of your five things?
Well, you use this as an example when you came to me with this list, and I was like, okay, let me make my own list. But then I had to use it because it's popcorn.
I know, because I was like, that popcorn. Makes you happy.
It makes me so happy.
Like, you literally are like just a happy monster when you get some. Ed, Chris Edgar, I'm clapping along because I feel happiness is the truth. You hate that song, though.
I hate it. You know why I hate that song, Chris Edgar? And Christian Pomanis is listening right now, and maybe Augustine can attest to this. My friends and coworkers and I had to listen to that song on loop for weeks and weeks on end at work because one high profile guest who may or may not be royalty loved that song.
How do you love a song? Well, I was going to say, how do you love a song that much to play on repeat? But you do that all the time.
I don't, not in this way. It's nonstop for hours on end.
Okay, so when Coldplay came up with the song Everyday Life,
he played it on repeat,
and every time he listened to it, he would cry. And I'm like, stop listening to it. It's making you cry.
Giving away all the secrets.
Evan Hansen, dear Evan Hansen, on repeat. I've never even seen the show. Now I'm like, I don't want to because you've played it way too much. So you know what? You probably earned that.
You know what? Trivial things that make me happy, songs I play on repeat, but not Fair Pharrell songs.
And congratulations, Dave Hoffman, on your new eyeball.
He's got a new eyeball.
He had
cataract surgery?
He had to have surgery.
Is it cataracts?
It was, what did you have?
Cataracts.
His was the other one, glaucoma, yes. I think.
Oh, okay. I had the old person thing, even though I'm not quite that old.
But he had to have a surgery, and that's scary. To have surgery on you guys and eyeballs, that's terrifying to
me. Yeah, they put your head in a vise so you can't move at all, and then they pop your eyes open like a clockwork orange.
Stop. No.
And then they play violent movies so you get brainwashed by them.
No, that's not terrible. Eye surgery. Horrible. I have a very obvious one that you could probably guess, which is Simpsons.
That is a fun trivia thing.
I cannot go to bed anymore without watching Simpsons. So like, even if I'm tired and I'm like, okay, we're finishing our show. And I'm like, I want to go to sleep. I have to put on Simpsons because it sort of cleanses my palate.
Yeah.
And I still have crazy weird dreams, but not as bad as I used to.
No, it's calming in a way, even though we're laughing our butt off. What does Christian have to say about?
Christian.
Oh.
I think that a solitary activity that is in the top two, if not number one, but I'll leave that for hours. Am I right, guys? God. I shouldn't have put that up without reading it first, coming from Christian.
I thought he was talking about Pharrell's song.
McKee says something very nerdy here. He says, I did Five Finger Death Punch for an hour the other night, wrong side of heaven.
Huh?
Does that mean things to you? Are there things we need to look up?
Five Finger Death Punch, is that from Kill Bill? It's got to be, right?
Oh, that... the thing?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
No. What is another one of your trivial things?
Yes, one of my other trivial things. This just kept popping in my head, and I don't know why, but it just makes me happy when I see it. And I know some people don't like to do it because they think there are bad side effects, but I like seeing people give change to homeless people. What are you laughing at?
It's adorable. I just didn't expect you to say that.
Well,
but also you enjoy watching others give it. You don't actually enjoy giving it yourself.
You lie, woman.
I'm saying you just
lies.
No, you just said you enjoy watching others. You didn't say you enjoy giving it.
I do too, but I also.
I'm just saying what
this
you said.
This is the happy episode.
Brian McKee said, "Wrong Side of Heaven" is a song.
Oh,
we'll have to look that up.
We will.
So we can do the dance later.
Or now.
One of mine, as you know, is pretty much any chocolate-covered peanuts.
Oh, God.
But especially Goobers. If I'm like kind of in this weird funk and I discover that I actually have a box of Goobers hidden, the happiness level goes up so fast.
Who hides those boxes?
I hide them for myself. I'm not stupid. You used to do that a lot. Yeah.
Used to. There's probably good bars.
Yeah, I know. He was like, no, I swear I have one. I swear. We didn't find it. And like months later, I found it. It was all white and mildewed.
It's not mildew. I would have eaten it. It was good.
You're also weird. What's another one of yours?
We need to have more of these. Pictures on fridges.
I hate pictures on fridges.
What?
Here's the problem.
Why?
Pictures on fridge makes you happy. The clutter makes me unhappy.
But the picture on the fridge is a joyous, happy thing. It reminds you of something beautiful someone made.
No, it isn't. It's just clutter. You don't even look at it. All right, here's the deal. I'll give you one picture. Every week you could change a picture and you have one picture on the fridge that makes you happy.
Deal. I like that arrangement.
I have a good hair day. Especially in quarantine where
go ahead.
I can't get my hair fixed as much as I'd like to. And it's if I have a good hair day, it's like we gotta do something.
Yeah. Make use of this. Make use of this.
Doesn't happen all.
What is this? John is so right, because that's always fun to see.
Pictures on the fridge, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Jason Smith. Stainless steel fridge is the best thing ever because no magnets. He agrees with me.
Wait. You can't.
We have stainless steel. We have like fake stainless steel.
What does that mean that you can't put magnets on?
I guess it doesn't stick. It's not metallic.
That can't be right.
We're taking time on this.
That just made my brain hurt.
Keep going.
You had good hair day.
Yes.
I have good work shoes. No, you don't understand. No, when I go to my, no,
I do.
When I go to my work locker and I open it up and I take out really, really good shoes and I put them down before me, I'm like,
well, the only reason you had that experience is because before that you had this experience of really bad work shoes.
But I didn't know they were bad until I had the really good shoes. When I had the bad shoes, I was like, oh, this is just normal. Skechers has made the best work shoes I've ever had in my life.
I think my,
I don't work
my
for Skechers.
Set shoes are Skechers. Mm-hmm. But I had the same problem with you. And I was first back on set after being gone for like 8 months because of quarantine and everything. My toenails hurt. Like my feet hurt so bad, even in my good shoes. I think that there's when you go back to being on your feet a lot, you have that time of adjustment.
Yeah.
But good shoes, I agree. And I have a great binge-worthy show. Oh no! Before that, I have a throwing knives. Okay, so in Rogue Company, Ronan is a character, and she has these knives, and she can throw them. And if I hit you,
which is a video game,
you explode. And the happiness that I get when I nail somebody and they explode, because it's not easy to do. Am I wrong?
It's so great. Even when I see it, I'm like, holy, that was badass. That's a good trivial thing. I like that. Video games account for a lot of my trivialness.
Yeah, but most are not happy.
We'll get to that. I have this shirt represents Mystery Science Theater. And that's just a trivial thing I love. I think it falls along the same lines of your Simpsons.
Yeah, you just watch it. You just fall asleep.
Just put it there. Yeah, I was going to put Empire there, but I talk about it all the time. But Mystery Science Theater is just,
you do love it.
Put it on in the background, get some good chuckles, and then it's just puts me to sleep like a little baby, rocks me to bed.
What's your fifth one? What's your final one?
I think I just gave you six,
okay,
but.
Great. So.
great. Wrap that up. Shut up, Curtis.
Binge-worthy shows, obviously. Yes. If you find a good binge-worthy show, and it doesn't happen often, like we watch shows, but like when you find a show where you're like, I have to keep watching the next one, there's a happiness in that. And I think it is because there's no shows on right now. So I'm desperate for that content, which made us decide to do a new segment. We're going to try to do it every week. We'll see how it goes. But we're going to tell you the binge-worthy show that we each believe is binge-worthy for the week. So my recent discovery is Teenage Bounty Hunters on Netflix. It's basically two teenage girls who are just regular teenage girls who happen to, because of circumstances, happen to end up bounty hunting once. It also stars Kadeem Hardison, who you know I love, who is in our movie. And he is pitch perfect as this like old crudmudgety bounty hunter. Like he's so good in it. And at first I was watching it for Kadeem and I was like, this is really like it's dumb. I didn't really like it. And then as soon as the bounty hunting started, I was in like, every episode, and the more ridiculous it gets, the more you love it.
Really?
Yeah. I watched it all in 2 days.
Huh. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just kept it playing. Huh. Loved it. What is your binge-worthy show?
It was Futurama.
You know, he never listens to the rules.
What?
The rules are, what's a new show that people might not know about that you've been binging? He never listens. He listens to half of it. He thought of a show. We'll move on. You'll come with something better next week. Maria, you are late. Yes. And you have missed so much titillating this conversation.
Titillating.
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 And McKee, I wonder, what is this? He says, I thought I was the most violent person here.
Oh, that's you playing Rogue Company.
Oh, it's really fun to blow people.
Wouldn't it be great? Oh my God, we should start throwing axes in the backyard.
Moving on.
Wait.
Why?
That would be great. How do you know? You've never done it.
I don't need to. It's not the same. I like when I get to throw the thing at the person and they blow up. I don't want to stand at a target and go whoop. The same reason you don't go to the video game shooting range and go just stand there and enjoy shooting at nothing movies.
Says I don't enjoy it.
You, because every time I try to get
if it's good enough
there,
for Jason
like, no.
Momoa, it's good enough for us.
Blah.
Bah.
All right. Happy nerd clips.
Oh, happy nerd clips.
So much happiness this week.
Yeah.
First up is one that you guys may have seen, but it's worth us seeing it again because it's so adorable.
It's hard to believe that Mint Mobile has gone so long without an unlimited plan. So, to introduce it, we brought in an actor we've all gone too long without. Rick Moranis.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to say something about Mint?
No, that would have been smart. But, no, it's $30, it's unlimited, it'll do just fine.
Sounds good. I really got to get a phone. So why am I here?
I'm just a huge fan.
Oh, stop it. Come on,
no,
stop it.
Seriously. Massive.
That's it?
That's it.
See ya.
Hi, Rick Moranis.
Freaking love him. How much we've talked about him so much
I
on
know,
the show.
I know. He's back, baby. Rick Moranis. Ryan Reynolds speaks for all of us.
I love it. I love that they're doing that. I love that he's becoming a topic again. And I also love Jason Smith has just upped of your stupid axe game.
What?
To be set up water balloons with red dye on the wall and throw axes at them. That actually might be fun. I got another happy nerd thing for you.
We got to do that. Go ahead.
So you may have seen this, but I'm hoping you haven't. There was a photo going around this week that was showing Mark Hamill. Did you see it already?
I'm pretty sure.
Mark Hamill.
I follow him religiously on Twitter. So
I know it's hard to find. But it was a refused Jedi costume. It's fantastic. Can you imagine? That's a whole nother movie right there. And it's so 70s. It's
not actual. Wasn't in the works.
You don't think?
No, he wore that. That was just someone making a joke because he wore that.
Oh, yeah. That makes me sad. I really wanted it to be
What kind of? That's a fabulous Jedi.
Exactly. And here is John's favorite clip of the week.
So please,
we haven't gotten to mine yet.
I cannot watch this without just dying with happiness.
He laughs thinking about this clip.
All right, nerds. Wait, nerds.
No.
Here we go.
What happened?
This is the doggy watching.
What happened to your father?
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
I really want to believe this is real and that's in real time. Do you think it is? Oh my God.
I can't. That I've maybe seen it 50 times. Thanks to your daughter for finding that gem.
Christina Clark, if you're watching,
wow.
You're providing them so much happiness.
That dog is everything.
Here, you got to see Hoffman's comment on the Luke Skywalker outfit. Luke Skywalker.
Holy crap, Gordon. It is! Luke.
Smith says he wore that for something in Germany and assumed nobody would ever see that cold suit.
Yep.
And McKee, who cares? It was great.
Yeah.
If you weren't talking about the suit, I'm going to assume you are.
Can we see the dog clip one more time? I know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
please.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
The monitor, though, Nicola.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Thank you, Rick Aiken, for that gem that you put on Facebook for us.
I'm sweating. It's actually really nice outside, and I'm sweating because I'm laughing so hard.
I love it.
Dog clips. You gotta love it.
The dog was great, too. And it's no Luke Skywalker costume. So my favorite clip of the week isn't necessarily funny.
Uh-huh.
It's just super adorable. It's also kind of sad because it shows how hot and how the world is just a little messed up. But it's really happy making because it's just...
I haven't seen this one.
So adorable. I hope you haven't. So I'm going to try to do this slickly. It's really hard to
do
slickly.
I'll try to do this.
Can
blinders.
Can you not worry about that. Can you pull up your monitoring system, please?
Yes.
Because I'm trying to do all this tech at the same time as... Here we
oops.
Go. I know. No, it's not an oops. I'm just trying not to...
There we go.
Why can't I make this bigger?
There you go.
All right. Is it good on there? Okay.
Good
here
on
we
there.
Go. Look at the little squirrel guy. Here we go.
Oh, he's thirsty. Do you want to... How do I give you water?
Oh.
Is that not heartwarming?
First of all,
there's so many questions, but let's enjoy how heartwarming it is. He's so cute and so thirsty.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. But it's adorable.
We're very pet heavy this episode.
Well, happiness comes from, you know, animals.
I am a sucker for animal videos.
Not in my house. I'm going to strangle them all.
Freaking cats, man. Waking us up at 4 in the morning.
Chimera cries all night to get into her owner, my daughter's room. Luna just knows she's asked to be on the couch, so she's on the couch while we're sleeping. And as soon as she even hears a click, she runs because she knows she's not supposed to do it. And then there's hair all over the couch, and the couch is funky.
That bitch bit me in the nose.
And Wicked doesn't want to go poop. Wicked's like the best pet on the planet. She's so well behaved. She doesn't bark. She doesn't do anything wrong.
I feel like
she won't go poop.
I feel like she's in a constant state of this all the time because of the poop. I'm really happy.
That also might be me. But
oh my God. Romance. Romance.
That's all the happiness of the clips for the day.
Worlds are amazing. Yes, they are, David Hoffman.
So we do have a nerd text game this week. Are you excited? We haven't had one in a while.
Intuitive text. Get out your phones,
get
nerds.
Get your phones out. This one came from the Facebooks this week. And I always think, you know, I would be happy if I had magic powers. And so when this came out, I was like, this works for our happiness show. So your text is going to be, I have the magic power of, and then use your middle button till you get a sentence. So I have the magic power of. And then we dupe until we get a sentence. And mine's really dumb, but okay.
Mine was very specific, quick, to the point.
What is yours?
I, John Curtis, have the magic power of God for me to get it done for you.
A lot to unpack right now. One, the God complex.
What? I didn't do it.
How come you're not getting it done for me?
Wait a minute.
No. I meant like all my workload.
Oh, yeah. You giggle.
Because like, I knew where your head went as soon as I heard it come out of my mouth. Uh-huh. I heard what you thought about.
I'm going to speak into your mic.
Why? I don't bite your face.
Okay, Luna.
What is Justine? Hi, good morning, nerd. Justine has the magic power, of course. So does she have the magic power, of course?
No.
Or does she have the magic power, of course?
No, she's got the magic power, of course.
She's got another one. I have a magic power of thing for you guys, and you are awesome. Thanks, so sweet. She has the magic power for us.
That fits right into our happy episode.
That also makes a lot of sense for her because she's so good. Christian, I did not mean to click that. I'm not clicking Christian memes comments, and I'm not saying it on the podcast. Okay, podcast listeners, what he said was workload, huh?
Quote unquote.
Coop, good morning, Coop.
Hi, Coop.
I have the magic power of the bar and getting whatever spirits I love. There's a theme with Coop.
Coop, you need to get back into the bar.
Well, I think all of his texts are usually drunk text, and this one actually kind of makes sense, but it's about being drunk.
Here we go. You ready? Hold on.
Okay.
I have the magic power of the bar and getting what spirits I love.
I love that Coop has become our like resident Norm.
Yes. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Hoffman's is super sweet. I have the magic power of the work you've done for me.
Oh.
That's very sweet.
That's sweet.
I like it. Smith, his was similar to yours, he says. I have the magic power of the Lord.
Wow.
And I'm so glad to be able to get to know you.
Wow. So basically, Smith said, I'm God. Nice to meet you.
I just think it's funny they said the Lord.
Yeah.
I have the magic power of the Lord. McKee, I have the magic power of a man that has been a good man. That is a very good power.
That actually is a great power.
Most of the time. Barton, I have the magic power of God. What is going on with you guys?
That's weird.
I have the magic power of God for me today, and I will be praying that you will get back to sleep, and then I'll let you know what we do, and we can have dinner tomorrow.
You know, God is all about the small details.
You guys, and
you know what? I think the algorithm's telling people to, who write power of God a lot. Maybe the Bible Belt is like.
How often do you write power of God?
I don't, but a lot of people. But it takes the algorithm of everyone what, using
no,
the intuitive text.
No, it's based on what you normally say.
Is it me or everyone?
Hence, Brian.
It's using all the data of all the
no,
users.
No, it's not. It's hence Brian, what he said. And oh, and also he says he's thinking he's more Barney from Simpsons, but he likes someone might do it better.
We'll just say you're a hybrid of Barney and Norm.
This will show you how it's predictive text according to you.
Hey, Mo.
And not according to the users, because listen to mine. I have the magic power of the week, and I will be able to get it to you by tomorrow morning if you want to be on the call.
That is
it's
you.
It's so boring, and it's absolutely
it
my magic
specific,
power.
Specific, yes.
I'm going to just send that to you and make it go away. Justine has another one. I have the magic power outage. Wait, do you actually have a power outage right now? Because
no.
We had one the other day, and it was like the longest 10 minutes of quarantine.
Yes.
Yay. I love text games. I love when we have one.
I have one more happy thing with regard to trivialness.
Okay.
You mentioned Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I want to know.
I just spit water all over myself.
So. I want to know if you will ride this ride with me.
Okay. Putting you in the stream.
Okay.
You going full screen or are you
going
what are you doing?
Full screen. So you can use the Chrome tab.
Do you need the sound?
Nope.
Okay, here you go. Player. Nope.
Come on.
Here's the problem. I can't do spinny rides anymore.
Look at that amazingness.
Ooh, even looking at it's giving me dizzy.
Really? Get out of here.
So, no, I used to love all kinds of spinny rides and roller coasters and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I had the motorcycle accident. And every time I went to a theme park after that, I couldn't even do most roller coasters.
Oh, you have an equilibrium problem now.
Yeah. Like if I do very, very long drops, like the Goliath, whatever, the Six Flags, everything goes black into this little white pinhole. Mm-hmm. If I did Batman, which I used to love because it was so super spinny loops,
right.
I can't get my equilibrium back. I feel nauseous and sick the rest of the day. I have to leave.
Mm.
So I can't do that anymore.
Dang, it looks so cool. It's in China. We got to go.
I can't even do. Okay, it's in China. I'm definitely not going.
Why? China's got a lot to offer.
Well,
you know more Chinese food for you ever.
I don't need Chinese food.
I didn't want to like reduce
to
what China has to offer down to the food.
I have nothing to do bad with China, with going to China, like China itself. It's just, right. I'm like, I won't go to Six Flags either. I'm like, if you're not Disneyland and you're not to their specifications of safety, which they're already not even 100%, I can't.
You know, with regard to safety, there are three countries the guys and I say we're never going to visit because we've seen too many horrible videos. China, Russia, and Brazil. No safety standards.
I'm a Disney level. If you're not Disney level or higher, I'm not getting on anything that's crazy. Smith says, heck no, that ride screams lost cell phones and vomit.
Mm-hmm.
I like how lost cell phones was as high as vomit.
Yeah.
What was it? He just reminded me of something. Cell phones. Oh, every time we ride the Harry Potter, the Dark Journey, whatever.
Right.
There's a point where you go sort of completely upside down.
Yeah, I know that part.
And like, I always have my cell phone. I don't have pockets like dudes. So I have to like hide my cell phone. So I either have to stick it in my sports bra or to put. So every time we're doing that, I have that like, where's my cell phone? Like hold of death.
You should recruit me to help you out with that. I'm there.
Wait,
boop.
You're not though. Because remember how the rides are like, you can't.
I mean, you can't really move your arms when you're locked into the thing, but I can see here.
Good morning, Elisa. Nice to see you here. She's with me on this one. And Justine says, that ride doesn't even look like fun. Nauseated just looking at it. That's what I said. It
Come on. Hey, what was that thing? What is that called, though? Is it a gyroscope? I think it is like a gyroscope.
Yeah.
I also like to think it's like the movie Contact, where if you ride it, you just, you know, you're sent through a wormhole.
Aunt Debbie says, the older you get, you can't spin anymore. Oh, so this is just an old thing. Good morning, Cuzzo. I like the family's joining
in.
Hi.
What's up, everybody?
A
lot of cool nerds on today.
Which actually reminds me, because I was actually, when I produced a show for Disney, we had a roller coaster sample and we had like a gyroscope thing that I actually was the person who sat in it for the test and I didn't get dizzy at all. So it's definitely post-motorcycle because that was pre-motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And Dave says, wormhole, that would be a good ride. All right, happiness.
Yes.
Movies.
Yes.
What are movies that make you instantly, like, no matter if your mood, if you're crying, if you're angry, if you your dog right. has died, you watch this movie yep. and you're happy.
So when you asked me about this, I had to distinguish between comfortable, like comforting right. movies not and comfort. Happy movies.
It's movies because
I could
smile.
Easily say Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
But it's comforting for me to watch yeah. Empire Strikes Back. It's and one of my favorite movies, but I wouldn't say it's like the happy movie.
I'm talking about a movie that happy. Pretty much the whole movie, you have a smile on your face.
I hear you. What you got?
I've got, first up, an obvious one that any of you could guess. Mm-hmm. Love Actually. One of my favorite movies, if not my favorite movie of all time.
Right.
It's just happiness, happiness, happiness the whole way through. It's just love and happiness
uh-huh.
and more happiness.
Uh-huh.
Except for the Emma Thompson part where she's crying. But she's so good that it makes you happy.
Right.
So, you know. What's your number five?
So, I had a hard time getting out of my childhood in terms of this one. So I'm trying to get rid of all of these really quick, the 80s and okay. maybe early 90s. The first one is Billy Madison.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay, question mark? Don't, I get, what?
Okay, I mean, I get it.
You're not getting it.
What did you want me to do? Yes, oh my God.
That's exactly what I wanted you to do is because you agree that it's one of the happiest movies in the world.
I can't put it on to make me happy, though.
I almost said Happy Gilmore because it got happy in the name, Billy Madison's better than Happy Gilmore.
Billy
and that's
Madison
something we could argue, too.
Billy Madison is a certain mood for me, not a happiness.
It's pure happiness.
And don't read the audience movies because it might be some of ours. We'll read theirs at the end.
Okay. I want to see them though. Eyes will. Are being drawn to comments. I can't look.
One of mine is Lost Boys, which I had forgotten how happy it made me until the other day when I was in a cranky mood and the DVD, the Blu-ray was just sitting there. And I'm like, why is this sitting
here? Are you
here?
Sure this is not comforting for you for Lost Boys? It's not a happy.
Can I freaking finish talking once? So,
are you sure?
Are we sure that I'm not slapping you today? No, we're not. I put it in and like instantly the music that came on, I like had my heart was happy. My face was smiling right. and then seeing Corey Haim and he was so adorable. It was like the best Corey Haim and just smiles and then everything was happening. All of, remember you came, I watched it for like 3 days because every time you'd come home, I'd stop and we'd play games or whatever.
Right.
So remember the third day you came home and I'm like smiling and laughing and you're like,
that's right.
came in. I was yeah. like, Lost I don't Boys. Know that ending, that last line in the movie. Every time it hurts my cheeks. I'm smiling so much.
Sarah
we can't.
No, Sarah agrees with you.
Okay. But that last line where he comes in and Grandpa just walks sullenly to the fridge and he picks out his drink and he drinks it and they're all concerned. Dad, are you okay? Like, one thing I could never deal with Santa, wherever they live. All the damn vampires.
I don't remember that movie at all. So you're
oh good that we can watch it.
Oh okay. If you watch some of mine on my list,
your list is stupid.
What?
But I'm gonna click up Sarah's comment. She says yes, Lost Boys here too.
Pomona, stop looking at me.
Stop looking at me, Jason.
But Jason must have said something. Conditioner is better. See? It is the most quotable movie.
It
happiness,
very,
happiness,
hey,
happy,
it's
happy, happy,
very,
happy, happy,
very
happy.
Quotable.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Who sang that? Quiz.
I remember early in our relationship, like week two or something, really early, and I would told you to stop looking at me, Swan, when you were
That's
staring
That's I
at
knew
me.
You were a keeper. She turned to me and said, I was looking at her because it was, you know,
it was weird to be out.
Because stop looking at me, Swan. let me get rid of the 80s here real quick. The Never Ending Story.
Ugh.
You keep poo-pooing my happy movies.
The Never Ending Story is overrated. If you watch it now, it's really long and boring. I remember as a kid loving it. I think it was the best thing ever. And I watch it now and I can't get through
it. This is why you're so wrong. Okay. Because compiling this list, I actually ended up watching some of the movies and I was like, oh, a Never Ending Story. Let's see if this is, and I just.
Was
just,
it comforting or was it happy?
No, it was happy. There's not, unless Artax is dying, it's a happy movie. Artax! Artax! You may continue.
That thing you do.
Doing that thing you do. That's all I know.
From the beginning to end is just happiness, smile making. It is Steve Zahn at his best when I first discovered him. Happiness. When they're running through the streets and they're all hear their song on the radio for the first time and they're screaming. Like thinking about it now, I'm like, it's so happy making.
Such different movies. But I'm not gonna poo-poo your movie. I remember seeing it once, liking it.
I made you watch it, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I've been movies.
I'm making the wicked can't poop face. Okay, my next movie is The Princess Bride, and I'm doing this just to foil you, because everyone out there watching, listening right now knows Princess Bride is an amazing movie.
Happiness
from beginning to end.
It's not amazing we're looking for. I have a lot of amazing movies.
A perfect, happy movie, Princess Bride.
So how many times do you watch that in the 4 years I've known you?
1,700.
Bull. I've never seen you watch it once.
I'm watching clips all the time, clips, especially with all the social media stuff of everyone putting out. All the nerds know that Princess Bride is a good movie.
I don't know which movie McKee was talking about because they have a delay, but he says, I'll poo-poo that movie for you, John. Is it one of mine or one of his?
I'm sure it's one of yours.
I know, because he agrees with everything you say.
Because he likes good movies.
Happiness for me, Hello Dolly, which I did recently watch again. Remember when I was watching it? I was just happy the whole time.
Yes.
I was like, watch over a couple nights before bed. Mm-hmm. And did I accidentally not take that down? Yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Princess. Wait.
It's an amazing
movie, Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was not poo-pooing Princess Bride, which you should.
Christian, you want to throw his comment up?
Princess Bride sucks.
You suck. I say that only because I know Christian. We can say that to each other.
But Hello Dolly is just happiness. The whole Barbra Streisand is just perfection. It's almost so over the top in points that you just can't help but smile. Like with the two guys who work in the shop. Like it's just happy. Songs are fantastic.
Question for you though. What do you do with the other 70% of the movie that's boring to watch?
I don't think it's boring. And I get it. Like it's not for you.
Yeah, I know.
But I think the whole thing is...
I'm just ribbing.
And no, it's fine. It's fine. I don't care. Like you have your... I don't get upset that you have an opinion separate from mine.
True.
You get upset that I don't have...
Well, sometimes you have to agree with the right opinion.
And pause for angry glaring. What is your another one?
I have. All right. God, I'm really admired in the 90s. Hook.
Hook.
With Robin Williams. Hook. 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 What? Do you not agree?
I've never watched it the full way through.
Come on.
Come on. Look, Steven Spielberg has come hit or miss for me. Robin Williams is always perfection, so I'm willing to watch.
Okay. Rufio!
Justine agrees with you. Hook, definitely one of my happy movies.
Yes. It's just pure happiness.
And then Christian is doing the weird thing.
Yeah!
And Brian's giving me crap because he says Hook is awesome. I'm not saying it's not. I feel like I've missed the boat, though. If I watch it now.
No. Guys, it holds up,
and
right?
And I got to tell you, there is a very superficial reason when it came out. I remember, or at least when it came out for me to watch. I don't think I went to the theater, but I remember being really bothered that Julia Roberts' hair was short and I couldn't get past it.
She's Tinkerbell.
I just couldn't get past it.
And well, you'll probably get past it now.
Now,
you
know, I'm
material.
I'm a grown-up, quote-unquote. Late to the game, Coop is wanting to yell out that Princess Bride is amazing. Okay, what is your... that's your four, right?
Yes.
Okay, so my one of my most happy movies, it doesn't matter if I put it on, it's happiness, is Elf. Buddy the Elf is heavy making. I'm not even the biggest Will Ferrell fan in his other movie. I think he's great and he's fantastic, but his other movies, his humor doesn't really necessarily work for me.
Yeah, but
Elf is perfection. And I remember I had never seen it, and my best friend Malia was like, I don't even understand how we're friends. So I went over to her house during Christmas season, and she made us pumpkin cheesecake brownies, and I watched Elf, and I was kind of like, and then the moment that Buddy gets off the elevator, and the doors start to close, and he turns around, he says, wait, I forgot to give you a hug! I lost it, and I was a fan for life.
That movie checks off all of your boxes in terms of what you love. If only they had music it would be the perfect movie for you. Like, perfect.
That
is a good movie.
What? Dave Hoffman, I'm just smiling. Smiling's my favorite. It's come on. Come on, Justine. Yes, Elf, my number one happy movie.
That's wow.
Summer. Good morning, Summer. That is Andy's favorite happy movie. It's, if it's on, we watch it. See, that is right.
Those movies.
And Jason, Elf is perfect for happy movies. Yep. Wow, we found a movie that everyone agrees on.
Not my list. It'd be honorable mention.
I met everyone with a brain.
Me talk now.
what's your happy
movie? So, I had a tie for first, but I know you don't like that.
Nope, you gotta commit.
So I'm going to shuffle off Ready Player One.
I like how you tried to squeeze it in anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's my honorable mention. Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph's a happy movie.
It is so happy for me.
I loved Vanellope so much when I first saw that. I just loved it.
Sarah Silverman, you just didn't know that she had that sort of cuteness in her. You watch her stand up and she's talking about her vajayjay and you're laughing, but it's not really like.
I knew.
Yeah. But that checks off everything on my list in terms of, you know, animated movie, video games, video game culture, everything about it. They created this world that you just love. And then there's this really heartwarming story at the core of it that makes you cry at the end.
I think Wreck-It Ralph 2 didn't live up to standards, but
I love what they tried to do.
But Wreck-It Ralph 1, I remember really, really liking. And I feel like Wreck-It Ralph 2 made me forget how much I liked 1.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Pixar movies though that give you that, that give you that warm feeling, but there's a difference between the warm feeling and the happy feeling.
Incredibles 2.
But I'm talking about, it gave you a happy feeling?
No, I'm saying it's...
No. I'm talking about, like, Toy Story is like a warm feeling.
Yeah.
People who like WALL-E, that's a warm feeling. But I think Wreck-It Ralph is right. It's a happy feeling, which I like your pick.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm giving you an agreement for once.
1 out of 5 ain't bad.
Enjoy it. Live in the moment, because it may never happen again. Justine, Wreck-It Ralph is great. I love the adventures through Sugar Rush. And Hoffman says, good choice, John.
Like, sir. Like a nerd.
Christian talks about Elf. He says that's when we discovered that Jess could sing. I think we might have
that's
known
right.
Before.
Oh yeah, because she was a singer with her little ukulele.
But the worlds are wide, probably.
Yeah.
All right, I want to go back and see what movies you guys picked.
Okay.
That we did not. What did we miss on our list that you are your happy movies? Oh, I see one that you're going to agree with that someone wrote.
What?
Okay, but I'm going to go down the list and find those ones I can. Oh, Sarah said The Breakfast
Club. Oh, that's a good happy movie.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't know why it doesn't live up to its happiness for me. Like I'm kind of bored watching it.
Oh my God.
I know. Here's one you're going to agree with though. Super Troopers.
Super Troopers. So happy.
How come you didn't put that on your list?
I forgot about it completely.
And I know you would pick that over Princess Bride.
I might have to.
You would. That's why I don't. Princess Bride was a jab at me.
No. Princess Bride is a happy movie. 100% from beginning to end. Super Troopers is hilarious from beginning to end. I don't know if it's, and it gives you hilarious, you laugh all the time. I don't know if it's the happy, like,
you don't feel happy. You're just laughing.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, it's so good in terms of it's hilarious.
At least it has a good one. Grease.
Yeah.
So I do agree that Grease is pretty much a happy movie. Like you're not laughing. You're just having a happy time. When you're not stressed out about the actual relationship part. Here's an interesting fact you may not know. Our lovely friend, Liam McKendrick, who played the teacher in the Breakout Rock Opera. I don't know if you've actually gotten to meet her.
Oh, yeah.
But I know Dave Hoffman knows Liam Mack. She wrote a prequel to Grease.
Shut up.
And it's been picked up and by a big studio and a big Hollywood director. It's being made.
Holy short.
Congrats to Liam Mack.
Holy crap.
But there's going to be a prequel. So for Grease.
Because of someone you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She just wrote a prequel.
Yeah. Oh, she's out there doing, she's making things happen.
Is that the one that did the
Poison Ivy?
The Poison Ivy thing.
She's out there making things happen. I love her. Okay, so we got Lost Boys. We got going on. What are we talking about? This Ren and Stimpy thing. What have I missed?
Oh, Ren and Stimpy, because I was singing that song. Someone was answering my question.
Oh. Okay.
Happy, happy, joy, happy.
I do like some Ren and Stimpy. What else? Sarah, I agree with on that. Music is a movie. It's the music that makes a movie happy for me. And a lot of that's, again, it's like Lost Boys. The music, there's just something about it. And
that's Never Ending Story too. Like whenever musicals, he's riding the Luck Dragon, there's this music that plays that makes you happy.
Yeah, but it's not, the whole movie doesn't have that.
Yes, it does.
We miss any more? Just going down the list. And this isn't a happy movie, but I will give Christian this little Goodfellas for the guys.
It's not a happy movie, Christian.
But
it's a fantastic movie. It's not a happy movie.
I miss somewhere he wrote that every time it's on at work, you make them watch it.
I don't make anyone watch it. We all gladly, willingly watch it.
Justine has another good one. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Oh, that's a very good, that's a very good happy movie.
Yeah.
I would say. Very good. Did we talk about Jelly Belly last episode?
No. Oh. Well, you want to bring that up?
No, I'll tell you it in nerd news.
Okay. I mean, it's fitting now.
Jelly Belly, the maker of Jelly Belly, is doing a Willy Wonka thing, and he's giving away one of his factories, and he's putting golden tickets in packages of Jelly Bellies.
It's crazy.
But I kind of read it. It's weird. I read the story. You have to sign. You have to pay $50 to play the game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not Willy Wonka.
I know.
Passion. Smith says sports movies always make me happy. Little Giants, Varsity Blues, Tin Cup. Mm. I think you know what? Why sports movies make us happy? It's because usually by the end, our underdog team is winning.
Yeah.
Unlike real life, where John is sad at night.
Clippers lost last night, but that'll change. Anyway, I digress. Moving on.
Yes, I'm going to give Mac, Leah some shout-outs here. We got Mac Attack from Hoff. Congrats from Summer. Woohoo prequel to Grease from Terry. Yeah, that's
Oh, Terry, stuff. Tommy Boy. That's a happy movie.
Tommy Boy. I don't like it as much as everybody else does.
What?
I just...
Fat guy in a little coat.
Can you quote any other parts of the movie?
You want mint on pillow?
Okay, maybe you can.
Not here. Well, right here.
Dave says Thor Ragnarok is a happy movie for him.
That's a good one.
I didn't like that as much as everybody else did either.
It's happy because you laugh a lot, as in more so than you would in any other Thor movie.
Yeah. I think I like Thor 2 the best. I just read Thor news this morning.
Ooh.
That
wait, you want to wait?
No, because we're talking about it now. Okay. Hemsworth, you want to push that button so bad. Hemsworth, he was supposed to, then Thor 4 was supposed to be his last movie, everybody thought. It's not.
Two more.
Yeah, he's still going. I think he just really likes playing the character.
Yeah, I mean, you're treated like a god.
Sarah says some kind of wonderful.
Some kind of wonderful.
I don't really remember the movie that much. I think I watched it, and I have to go back because mm-hmm. if she's saying that's a happy movie, I need to definitely remember and check that out. Okay, if you really want to push it. This is the nerdy
news. Well, I'm hamstrung. With my nerd news, because I gave one away and then I had to get rid of another one because I was going to talk about Rick Moranis and Ryan Reynolds, but this one beat me to the punch.
It was a happy video.
That's all my nerd news. No, I have one other thing, but
film
I'll wait.
TV?
Yeah.
So we have film and TV. We got, looks like we're going to be watching The Walking Dead again.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
What is your...
So the Walking Dead is coming to a close, 11 seasons, done.
2022.
But
2022.
Norman Reedus and the woman who plays Carol, I forgot her name.
Basically, Daryl and Carol are going to have a spinoff show.
Which I'm going to watch.
That's what I'm saying.
The two favorite characters.
So we'll probably have to watch the last season of Walking Dead in 2022, and then we'll just spin off and watch them.
What could they possibly do in Walking Dead now? Except for maybe solving the problem of zombies.
Well, we haven't been watching. I think it went off the rails, and that's why we stopped watching.
There's so much going on. I'm trying to build resistance.
But I like the whole story about Daryl and them. The article I read was saying how over time, Daryl and Carol's relationship has been building. They'll have these little conversations like, what would it be like to not be worried about killing anymore, not be fighting anymore, just discover what's out there? And
did so, they do it?
Not since we were watching it. I always saw them as like, I thought they were like a mother-son kind of feeling.
Oh, no, they're closer in age than that.
No, but I thought that was the kind of feeling. Like, she had him under her wing. And
you never, ever thought that they kind of had some chemistry?
Weird. What do you guys think? That's weird.
They had chemistry, right? There was something there. There was something there.
Another reason that maybe we should be moving to Georgia is filming is back in Georgia.
What? They're
And the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is back filming. Ooh. So we'll be getting that sooner rather than later. Sadly, though, we will not be getting to Obi-Wan sooner rather than later because they're not going to start filming again until next spring.
But I read a story that fits in with that.
Okay.
Ewan McGregor is super, super excited about it because of the scripts that are they're putting in front of his face.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. That's good. But we have a long wait ahead of us.
I know.
But at least next month we get Mandalorian back.
Yes. October.
Finally.
Bring it.
Summer's not happy that I keep talking about moving. She is not pleased with that. It's just talks because really, where are we going to go?
Yes. My last bit of film and TV news.
Okay.
Daisy Ridley went on a talk show and she talked about how they debated her parentage. So spoiler for the last Rise of Skywalker, if you haven't seen it now, come on. But so obviously Palpatine is, her grandparent, but there were talks of her being a Kenobi.
Well, here's the thing. I think that all the fans had a theory that she was a Kenobi. And
I was my number one theory.
But I think because of that, that's why JJ went, psych, gonna go over here.
It completely blindsided me.
Which also I think made for more drama
as well.
Because now you're like, am I evil? Am I naturally evil?
I loved it.
Yeah, I think it worked well. For you, so 80s fans who liked Troop Beverly Hills, it's getting a sequel, not a remake.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Troop Beverly Hills. Hills? Remember it had from Cheers, Diane from Cheers,
Shelley Long?
I didn't expect you to have seen it. But it was a very big movie in the 80s. It was a comedy. And it's getting a sequel, which I find interesting. That
is Shelley Long going to be in it?
I don't know. I couldn't confirm any or deny. I just thought that was very, very interesting. What I do have is that the part that made me want to die inside is that the director, Oren Zegman, who, great, I'm glad that you're getting this movie, has only directed several short films and is now getting this studio feature debut. I'm happy for you, but I die inside a little bit every time I read that sentence. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it hurts. That one hurts, guys. Just so you know, for those of you who don't know, I've directed 6 feature films, probably 100 short films, music videos, web series, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but you don't have a penis.
Also, I don't know if that's a male or a female, to be honest.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because I really hope it's at least a female director, yeah, at the very least.
That would throw my penis joke out the window.
It just hurts. It hurts a lot. Smith says, cute movie, not worth a sequel. I agree. And I think that Hollywood keeps trying to find ways to like tap into these old genres.
Yeah.
But maybe someone made a script that they thought, wow, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, whatever. Ridley Scott is confirmed. He's making a new Alien film. It will not revisit Prometheus or Covenant.
Yes. Another Alien movie?
Exactly.
I like seeing
I literally
the
wrote my quote. Do we need another one?
Do we need another one, nerds? I mean, we're going to see it.
I don't know. I don't think I saw Prometheus or one of those. Or Covenant or...
Would you kiss an alien snake?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's a big failing of the Prometheus movie. This guy, little cute alien snake. How could that be bad?
Well, we talked about that before. Like even E.T., who's kind of quote unquote cute, you're not supposed to kiss him because he has
a disease. Those are kids and they don't know any better. If you see like something
like a scientist who's like, you've been studying this your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Summer agrees. Another alien movie. Ugh. Jason Smith, I think this could be a whole show. I think we've had this show. What lame remakes, reboots will Hollywood turn out?
We talked about that, Jason.
I think we talked about ones we thought would be good reboots.
Oh, maybe we should do a bat. Oh,
bad reboot show.
Jason Smith.
Our in-house fact checker, Dave Hoffman.
Yes.
Oren Zegman is a female director, AFI Conservatory graduate. Oh God, just dig the knife in deeper. Look, I'm so happy that they're going after women to direct these. But come on. Just because you have a film degree does not mean you have the experience to direct them. Oh, God. This is the happy show. It's the happy show.
I have an English degree, and I'm prepared to teach English.
You try to teach me English every day.
I am not a grammar Nazi.
Gaming news for you.
Give it to me.
Witcher fans, you're going to get The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. It's coming to PS5 and Xbox Series X.
Not Witcher 3.
What is Xbox Series X?
That's just like the PS5. It's their version.
It's a long name.
Yeah. Wait, Witcher 3 is already out. That's an old game, well, which is an amazing game.
I guess it's coming to, it's a big news. It's coming to PS5 and Xbox Series X.
Oh, okay.
I just thought the Xbox Series X was a very complicated name, and I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Why can't you just be Xbox 10?
Actually, in talks to rename it to Xbox Series X to the extreme.
I wouldn't put it past them. And of course, in pandemic news,
good for the happy episode.
So, did you guys all see that Egyptian authorities discovered 13 completely sealed 2,500-year-old coffins?
Yeah, release it. Let the zombies out.
Not in 2020, please.
Yes.
Please don't open them. Beg you. Please. Sweating.
Hey, swarms of mosquitoes are killing hundreds of cattle in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's, you told me about that and I didn't like it. Tell them the story. It's very disturbing.
So there's so many mosquitoes in Louisiana right now because of the weather and the whatever, hurricanes. And there's so many that animals are trying to outrun them because obviously with their hooves, they cannot kill them on their bodies. They're trying to outrun them. They get exhausted, collapse, and the mosquitoes swarm their bodies and kill them with bites and sucking their blood. Happy episode.
We should have let maybe.
What's going to get you in 2020? Swarms of killer mosquitoes.
I hate that you have to go to work right now because we really need to do happy things like shoot people in video games.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I got to go.
I agree with Sarah. Do not open them. And Justine's cute little hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil monkeys. Okay, so let's end on happiness.
Yes, ending with happiness.
So apart from sexual favors.
Wow.
Apart from that, because I know that's the first thing you would.
Yeah, I heard what I wanted to hear.
What is one thing we can do for each other today to make the happiness level rise? I mean, mine would be you call in sick to work, but obviously you can't do that because.
Well, not now.
They know you're doing this. COVID. Ow. So what time are you off work?
7:30, 8:30 or somewhere around there.
I don't even know. Could it be a request that you're not too tired when you come home so we can play video games?
Done and done. And I'll do dishes.
Wow. I should make some dishes.
Yes. No, make as much as you want. I'll do them all.
You know, I just want to buy food today. I want to have a very easy Harley and I are going to go out shop, quote unquote, because, you know, it's COVID and there's nothing open. But she needs to get like, you know, girly things like eyelashes and face wipes. So I'm going to find me. You know what I've been doing now? I shop for Zoom shirts. So if I'm out, I'm like, oh, this is a cute Zoom shirt.
Wow.
And you've seen, I actually regret that I haven't been taking pictures this whole 6 months, 8 months, whatever, because my outfits have been hilarious because the top will be this like cute shirt and jewelry and makeup and hair. And the bottom will be like sweatpants, shorts.
Does it for me.
Socks, slippers. The outfits are amazing. Amazing. So one thing that I can do for you, it's apart from.
I know. Have the gaming consoles ready to go.
So you say that.
No. Have them like.
Come home tired.
Have them both
bad.
Ready on controllers at the ready in my spot. With a game queued up.
And that's it?
That's it.
You happy?
Naked.
Wow. And the thing is, he could have said, like, you'll play this one video game with me that you will never play. But he didn't say it.
Oh, another
thing. Time's up.
Another thing I'll do for you, not be a dick when I game.
That would be amazing. We've had mega fights last week because he is a jerk when he plays video games.
Sometimes.
All times. But now he's aware of it. You guys are amazing.
Nerds, thanks for showing up today.
We're glad you're here.
You guys are awesome.
Please be happy.
We'll see you next
week. Do something nice for someone.
Yes, be nice.
I was going to see how long we could keep going with this. And there it was.
Hit the button so we can dance.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show, which helps us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.